The Lord is good. Revelation chapter 3, verse 13. Revelation 3 and 13. The Bible says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and the beginning of the creation." My Bible is old. "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." Amen. Martin Luther, the reformer, not Martin Luther King, the civil rights leader, but Martin Luther, the reformer, was approached by some people one time asking advice on how to pray. And so he gave them the best counsel that he knew how to give to them. But he said, my hope would be that you will all exceed me and be able to pray much more effectively than I can pray. But then he spoke to them and he said, "Always remember to end your prayer with a bold amen, indicating that you believe that your prayer was heard and that it would be answered." Amen. Conclude your prayer with a bold amen. The word amen just means it is done, or let it be so. Whenever you say an amen, it should not be something that, you know, is without thought or consideration, but instead of your prayer just kind of trailing off to finally saying amen, instead, according to Luther's advice, that we ought to pray a good prayer and then close with an amen. Let it be so. Amen. It is done. It's an expression of the word there, amen, is an expression of our confidence in God and what He can do and what He has promised that He will do. This passage of Scripture that I read to you, this message to the Laodicean church, it's first before he deals with the problem that they had. He starts off by describing for them who Jesus is. Just another title for who Jesus is. And he says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen." These things saith the Amen. So, the message was a message that was describing who Jesus Christ was. He was the Amen. 78 times in the Scripture, the word Amen. 27 times in the Old Testament. 51 times in the New Testament. Amen. Many times capitalized. Most of the time capitalized, because it is from a Hebrew word, also a Greek word, that's describing the Lord Jesus Himself. He is the Amen. He is the Amen. He is the confirmation and the assurance that His promises are true. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Old Testament. Many times it was used. Many of the law, in the law, there is, especially in Deuteronomy, whenever a particular judgment was passed or a law was described, then they would close out that this such and such thing must happen or must take place, and they would close out the statement with an amen. And it would be the whole audience, the whole congregation of Israel would corporately say, amen. I agree with the law of God. I agree with what has been spoken. You see this in the book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, when Ezra opened up the book of the law in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above the people on a platform. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, while lifting up their hands. Then they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When Ezra stood up to read the word of the Lord publicly, after it was read, then all of the congregation said, amen, amen. It was their corporate way of saying, this is the truth. Let it be so. We believe it. Let it be brought to pass. Praise God. In the New Testament, as I've said, it's many places, 51 places, amen, the amen. It is, and I'll just give you just a couple. One, of course, is in the text that we read from Revelation. Another one is 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. So whenever we pray and we take hold of the promises of God and we say in Jesus' name, amen, we are referring to the fact that the amen is also speaking about the Lord himself, Jesus, the amen. In Jesus' name, amen, or in Jesus' name, Jesus confirms his promise and that he will not forsake his word or his promises, for all the promises of God are in him, yea, yes, always yes. They're for you. They're yours to partake of. They're yours to be blessed by. And in him, amen, unto the glory of God. Praise God. Amen. So when we say amen, in essence, we're saying Jesus. Jesus. So it's not just a wishful, hopeful thing when we say amen, but when we say amen, we are evoking the power of God, the promises of God. We believe it. We know that it's true. Let it come to pass. Let it be true. Praise God. We're saying he is the final authority over every circumstance that we pray over whenever we say in Jesus' name, amen, by his name, let it be so. Praise God. Amen. He is the amen. Let me tell you, in a world that we're in right now, we need some things that we can stand on. We need some stability. We're in a world that's just rocking with confusion, and a lot of people don't know what to do or where to turn in times such as we're living in right now. But the scripture says that because we have his word, Peter says we have a sure word of testimony. We have a sure prophecy, a sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do dwell, that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. What's it saying? It's saying whenever you get a hold of the amen and you understand the promises of God, it's like a bright light that's shining into the darkness of your life and the circumstance that you're in. We need something that's trustworthy and stable. And contrasting that with all the things that are going on in our world around us, we know we can stand on the Bible. We can stand on the Word of God. We can build our life, and our future is not in the hands of men. It's not in the hands of anyone except for the one who's made his word real to your life. Amen. The promises of God are amen. They are yes and amen. Glory to God. We need some things that are trustworthy. Where does this trustworthy word come from? Verse 20 of 2 Peter chapter 1, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is given of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So when we have in our hands the Word of God, and that is not just a religious text or religious writing. It's the living Word of God. Holy men of old wrote as they were inspired of the Holy Ghost. And so what we hold in our hands is a sure word of prophecy. It's the only thing that's sure in this world. Nothing else is sure. Nothing else is worthy of our confidence. But you can put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm a Republican. My confidence is not the Republican Party. It's not in the Democratic Party. It's not in any of these. That's my registration and my, the direction as far as my philosophy and what I believe in. But I have to tell you with certainty, what I believe in is that God's word is yes and amen. It's the only dependable thing in this world. So let's build our lives. Let's build our futures upon what the Bible says, on the word of the Lord, and know with certainty that God is going to perform what he has spoken. Amen. Sure, we're living in some very troubling and difficult times. I want to encourage you, and I have many times encouraged you, to turn aside from so much of this news and so much of this information that just comes like a flood from every direction, that fills up your mind and affects your spirit. Before long, you don't know what to believe, and you feel like you're on shaky ground, but you are not if you are a child of God. You are not if you're born again of the Spirit of God. You're building your life on something that's strong and stable, and that is going to stand the test of time. Praise God. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. What a wonderful promise. What an amazing promise that's given to us from his word. What a confidence that we have. We have a sure word of confidence. Amen. And we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing. The amen text that I read to you here at the beginning from Revelation chapter 3. You see, he's describing to that people, telling them that they are to, they're to put their hope in Jesus. These things saith the amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Each one of those are titles for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the amen. He is the faithful and the true witness. He is the beginning of all creation. Amen. Everything is in his power. Everything is in his hand. Everything that exists, he spoke it into existence. He is the faithful and the true witness. He cannot lie. He will not lie. His character is such that God cannot lie. So you can put your confidence in him. He is faithful. He is the faithful and the true witness. These things saith the amen. Let it be so. Let it be true. Why was he speaking to these people in Laodicea? Because they had turned their hearts toward material things. Riches, possessions, things of this world. They were saying, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I've got all this stuff. I don't need anything. But Jesus said, you think you have all these things and you don't know, you don't even realize that you're wretched and miserable, poor and naked. It's so important that we understand that God sees us much differently than we see ourselves. And the closer that we get to the Lord, the more we are able to see ourselves as he sees us. So he says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich and have white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see He said, the Amen is speaking to you, the tried one, the true one, the one that cannot lie and will not want the one lie, the one that is faithful and true is speaking to you and telling you, I am the Amen. Praise God. Now, I wasn't joking when I said in the service Sunday that maybe I needed to get the little cloth thing of Brother Huff's and put it over the front of the pulpit that said Amen. He had someone to either paint it or I don't know if it was embroidered or what it was, but I remember him having the little cloth, and it would get so quiet, and he would suddenly pull it out from under the pulpit and just put it over the end of the pulpit, and it said, Amen, and everybody's supposed to respond. Amen. Now, do we do that in service because it's just kind of a ritual? No, it's a spoken word of agreement. Whenever we say, yes, that's the word of God. Yes, amen, that's the truth. Yes, I want to make that promise my possession. Yes, I agree. Yes, that's for me. Yes, that's a reality. Amen. Praise God. So in our services, we don't, you know, it shouldn't get so quiet that the preacher's begging for amens. As the word of God goes forth, it should be a reminder to us that Jesus himself is the Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what his word says to us is true, and it's ours to take hold of personally. And we can believe God, and we can trust his word, and we know that he will perform it. Praise God. He is the Amen. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you here tonight to allow the word of God to become a real truth to you, and to understand that Jesus wants to reveal himself to you as the Amen. The one who brings it to pass. The one who speaks the truth and who is the truth. He embodies the truth. He is the Amen. And whenever we enter into our relationship with the Lord and we are walking in obedience to him, our life becomes an Amen. Praise the Lord. What we are doing becomes an Amen to the world that is watching, observing what we're doing and how that we are living. Praise God. So we put our hope in the Lord today. Amen. Seems like we're in a nation that's very unstable at this time. A lot of people full of fear, worried about what's going to happen next year, the years to come. Let me tell you, turn away your attention from all those things that bring fear and doubt and worry, and put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Remember, we are sure citizens of the United States of America, but above that and beyond that, we're citizens of another world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our citizenship is in another world. It's in heaven, and we're looking forward to that day. I'm not suggesting that you forget about the nation or that we should forsake the nation. I don't believe that at all. I still believe that God can send revival to America. I know that he can do that, and he will do that if the church collectively all across the United States would begin to become people who believe his word and live by his word, and we have a revival of righteousness, a revival of truth in this nation. God can turn our nation around. But it's only he that can do it. It's only the Amen that can do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he certainly can. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are the Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you are the faithful and the true witness. Thank you, Lord, that you are the beginning of creation. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you are dependable and trustworthy in a world, Lord, that seems to be without any stability. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that our hope is in you. Our hope is not in anything of this world, but our hope is in you tonight. And I just pray, Lord, that you will work among your people in this group that's here for prayer tonight, Lord, that you'll just speak to our hearts and help us to see, God, that you have a plan and you're working through a plan that includes the body of Christ. And help us, Lord, just to walk in step with your divine purpose these last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.